There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Welcome back to this school. You'll want to get your Bibles at this time and turn to the book of Judges, chapter 6. And in a few moments, we're going to begin reading from Judges chapter 6 and verse 19. We're looking at the history that is in the Old Testament, particularly this period of the Judges. And we're at the beginning of this story of Gideon. You see, the Midianites had overtaken Israel, and Gideon was out threshing his wheat in a place that he thought he would be hidden. But the angel of the Lord came to him and told him that he needed to arise and become a judge and rescue Israel. Gideon was very hesitant to do this, and he asked for a sign so that he could be assured that God would be with him. And we're going to read in a few moments how God gave him a sign. Before we do, we're going to look at Elam's notes and see what he says about the Midianites and the things leading up to this. Now, as you're getting your Bibles and getting ready for this part of our Bible study, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And to lead us through this Bible study, we are consulting the notes that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools. And these particular notes were written for the Sunday schools of February the 24th, 1924. Now let me read to you some things that Elam had to say about the Midianites. The Midianites were descendants of Midian, a son of Abraham and Keturah, Genesis 25 and verse 2. They were a wandering people like Bedouins, dwelling in tents, occupying the desert south of Palestine and the frontiers east of it. While related to Israel, they were inveterable enemies. Before this, they joined the Moabites in casting a stumbling block before Israel by inducing Israel to engage in the impure rites of idol worship and in eating sacrifices offered to idols, for which God slew 24,000 of Israel, Numbers 25, and later almost exterminated them in Numbers 31. The Midianites are frequently mentioned in the Old Testament. At the time of this lesson, they had sorely oppressed Israel for 7 years. The Amalekites were also enemies of Israel. We read of the country of the Amalekites in Genesis 14 in verse 7. Amalek was the first of the nations at one time. We read in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 24, verses 20 through 21, and he looked on Amalek, and he took up this parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall come to destruction. And he looked on the Kenite, and looked up this parable and said, Strong is thy dwelling place, and thy nest is set in the rock, nevertheless, Cain shall be wasted until Asher shall carry thee away captive. Amalek fought with Israel in Rephidim, and soon after deliverance from Egypt, when Joshua made a signal victory and God declared that he would make war with Amalek from generation to generation, Numbers 17, 8 through 16, Amalek followed Israel, smiting the feeble and the faint and the weary who could not keep up. God declared that the remembrance of Amalek should be blotted out from under heaven. In Deuteronomy chapter 25, 17 through 19, we read, Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way as ye came forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary. And he feared not God. Therefore it shall be, when Jehovah thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about, in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget. Before the time of this lesson, Amalek invaded Canaan with other enemies of Israel. King Saul was sent to destroy them, and David smote them. The children of the east that we read about in Judges chapter 6 were probably Ishmaelites, since Judges 8:4 states that their earrings taken as prey were from Ishmaelites. The Old Testament speaks of the children of the east who are not Ishmaelites in several places, one of them in Job 1 verses 1 through 3, where it says, "There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and turned away from evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household." And then it says this, that this man was the greatest of all the children of the east. But now let's return to our Bible reading. In Judges chapter 6 and verse 19, when Gideon was called to deliver Israel from the Midianites and ask for a sign. And so in Judges chapter 6, 19, we read, "Gideon went in and made ready a kid, an unleavened cakes of an ephah of meal. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak, and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon this rock, and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there went up a fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and the angel of Jehovah departed out of his sight. And Gideon saw that he was the angel of Jehovah. And Gideon said, Alas, O Lord Jehovah, forasmuch as I have seen the angel of Jehovah face to face. And Jehovah said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto Jehovah, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet an Ophrah of the Abiezerites. Judges chapter 6 and verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that Jehovah said unto him, Take thy father's bullock, even the second bullock, 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the Asherah that is by it, and build an altar unto Jehovah thy God upon the top of this stronghold in the orderly manner. Take the second bullock, and offer a burnt offering with wood of the Asherah which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as Jehovah had spoken unto him. And it came to pass, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, so that he did it by night. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 28. Then when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was broken down, and the Asherah was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said to one another, Who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon the son of Joash hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath broken down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the Asherah that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, Will you contend for Baal, or will you save him? He that will contend for him, let him be put to death, whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him contend for himself, because one hath broken down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Zerubbabel, saying, Let Baal contend against him, because he hath broken down his altar. Judges chapter 6 and verse 33. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east assembled themselves together, and they passed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of Jehovah came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered together after him, and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh. And they also were gathered together after him. And he sent messages unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali. And they came up to meet him. Genesis 6, 36. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast spoken, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor, if there be dew on the fleece only. And it be dry upon all the ground, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand as thou hast spoken. And it was so. He rose up early on the morrow, and pressed the fleece together, and wrung the dew out of the fleece, and a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not that anger be kindled against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me make trial, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece, let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Judges chapter 7 and verse 1. Then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early, and encamped beside the spring of Harod in the camp of Midian, was there on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh, in the valley. Now I want to read again, or continue this reading, Judges chapter 7, verses 2 through 8. And Jehovah said unto Gideon, The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand has saved me. Now therefore proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Judges 7 and verse 4. And Jehovah said unto Gideon, The people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them there for thee. And it shall be that on whom I say unto thee, This shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And whomever I say unto thee, This shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people into the water. And Jehovah said unto Gideon, Every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise every one that boweth down on his knees to drink. And the number of them that putteth their hand to the mouth was 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed upon their knees to drink water. And Jehovah said unto Gideon, By 300 men that lapped, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand, and let all the people go every man to his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the men of Israel, every man to his tent, but retained the 300 men, and the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. Well, we'll return to this reading, and we'll see how that God, through Gideon, delivered Israel from that host of the Midianites with only 300 men.